Welcome to Maseches Baba Kama, Perek Yud Mishnah Tes, Chapter 10, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins. Ein loichim in harayim. It is prohibited to purchase from a shepherd tzemer, wool, v'chalav, and sheep's milk, ugedayim, or goats, because we're concerned that maybe he took it without permission from the owner. V'lo mishem repairs. Similarly, you can't purchase from fruit watchmen, so they watch orchards, they watch gardens, eitzim, either wood, upeirois, or fruits. Again, we're concerned that maybe they took it, they pilfered it without the permission of the owner. Aval, but one may purchase woolen items from women in Judea and Yehuda, and flax garments in the Galil and the Galilee, and a person may purchase agalim calves in the Sharon, in the area of the Sharon. Why is that? Because in these places, the women would produce wool, or they would produce flax, or they were the ones that grew or raised the calves, and it was done with the permission and with the okay of the husband. V'chulon she'amru, but in any of the previous cases, if they said to you when they sold it to you, lahatman, hide it so no one sees that I sold this to you, aser, that is prohibited because we assume that they stole it. V'leichim beitzim v'tarnegoylim mikol makom, and the halacha is one may purchase eggs or chickens or roosters anywhere from anyone, and we're not concerned that perhaps it's stolen. However, if they too said, hide it, make sure no one's watching, then the halacha is it's prohibited to purchase. The Rambam adds that onto the Mishnah. Let's see the final Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama, very exciting, with Hashem's help, we're finishing yet another Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Moichin she'akoy beis moitzi, threads and fibers of wool that when the washerman washes, they come out. Harelu shaloi, the washerman is allowed to keep it because we assume that the owner doesn't mind. He doesn't want those threads back. B'sha'asayrik mitzi, however, when the fellow that combs the wool, sometimes threads and fibers come out. Harelu shal balabayis, those have to be returned to the owner because a lot comes out and the owner is probably particular and wants to keep them. Ha'koyves noitel shloisha chutim, the washer person is allowed to take the three outer threads that are woven into the hem of the garment. V'hein shaloi, and he's allowed to keep it. Because people that would weave woolen things, they would weave three extra woolen threads at the end of the garment, often in a different color or a different fabric. And the halacha is that the washer person would iron it, they would smooth it out, and sometimes those would fall out, and the owner doesn't mind if the washer person takes it. Yasser miking. But if let's say it's more than three threads, harelu shel bal habayis, then he must return all of them to the Baal HaBayis, the original owner. Let's say the threads at the end were black and they're woven onto the hem of a white garment. Noitel, then the washer person could take as hakol all the black threads because they ruin the garment, it clashes. Vehein shaloi, and they belong to him because the owner would not mind. Hachayot sheshir min hachut. Let's say you have a tailor and he sews something and there's extra thread left over. Kedei litparboy, enough to sew with it. Says the Mishnah, let's say somebody's weaving a garment and there's three finger widths of cloth left over that was not needed for the actual garment. Those must be returned to the actual owner. However, if it's less, then the craftsman could keep it. Finally, the sawdust that the carpenter creates by planing a piece of wood, harelu shaloi, he can keep because that's something that the owner of the actual wood is not meticulous. Hubakshil, however, let's say he's using an axe, this mini axe to chop, and now there are small little wood chips. Shabalabayas, those wood chips go to the original owner because he's meticulous, he wants those back. Let's say the craftsman, the carpenter, is doing work in the home of the original owner. Afhan is Cyrus, that even the sawdust, Shabal Habayis, that belongs to the actual owner, because since everything is happening in his property, so he is makbid, he is meticulous, that it should remain by him. And the Rambam concludes, and the Rambam says that you should know, though, that everything really follows the Minhag HaMedina, the custom in that area, if it's given, if it's taken, if it has to be returned, etc., etc., that all follows the Minhag HaMedina, the custom of the local area. Wishing you a fantastic day, wishing you a fantastic rest of the week, and wishing you a very warm and hearty Mazel Tov on finishing Maseches Baba Kama, the same way that we finished this Masechta. Hashem should give us the schus and the merit to continue to start, to finish and to review all the Masechtas in Shas. For those of you that have been on along with us on this amazing journey, Baruch Hashem, we already finished Seder Nashim, and we finished Seder Moed, and we're plowing through Seder Nezikin. Such an honor and a schus to have you along. Have a wonderful Shabbos.